Century Traffic.
And it comes to you with Auto Trader. For buying and selling cars, it's the region's number one motoring magazine.
It's all very quiet out there at the moment. No reports of any holdups at all if you're on the major routes or in the town and city centres. If you are using the A19 or the A1, things running freely at the moment. On the A19 between Peterlee and Hawthorn, still there's roadworks and contraflow to contend with, 50 miles per hour speed limit. And the southbound exit slips to the A10, 86 and Peterlee, and the entry slip roads from Stockton Road and the A182 at Easington all closed, so there may be a few delays once traffic starts to pick up. Along the A1M at Bradbury, there's a lane closed both north and southbound. That's for safety fence repairs. Did cause some problems yesterday, but that was through a peak time, so hopefully it shouldn't cause much of a hold-up today. Just a reminder that in the Corbridge area, downhill, between 1 and half 4 this afternoon, there's a point-to-point, so that's expected to bring lots of extra traffic into the area. And also, if you're at Monkridge Hall along the A696, there's temporary traffic lights and they're in place south of Otterburn. That's for survey works. Finally, if your mode of transport is of the public kind today, no reports of any problems so far. If you are on the trains, there's weekend engineering works on the East Coast Main Line at Relly Mill. That's just south of Durham. So that will mean some of the very late trains tonight being replaced by buses. Most regional intercity services are just facing a few short hold-ups, though. Claire Wilkinson, AA Road Watch.
Now it's started!